It's been almost 6 years since the terrorists attacked this country on 9/11/2001. After almost 6 years and two wars in two countries and well over $500 billion spent at home and abroad, the deaths of thousands in our military and the wounding of tens of thousands in our military, after all of that period of time, we are told that there is a sanctuary, a safe haven, a safe harbor for the leaders of the greatest threat to this country, the leaders of Al-Qaeda. If the greatest threat to our country exists in the leadership of this organization that is rebuilding now training camps and terrorist training camps, then we have done something wrong. We must, as the senator from West Virginia and the senator from Mississippi have suggested in this bill, we must rebuild our capabilities to defend ourselves against an attack on our homeland. But even as we do that, we must rededicate ourselves as a country to say, the first and most important job, the first and most important effort is to go after and eliminate the terrorist threat. I mean, it gets back to the debate we've had. I respect other people's views on this, but we are going door to door in Baghdad with our soldiers in the middle of sectarian violence or a civil war, when in fact the greatest threat to our country is in the hills somewhere between Afghanistan and Pakistan, building training camps and having the greatest capacity to attack our homeland because they've regenerated their strength. And in my judgment, that is a failure. So we have to rededicate ourselves on two points. Number one, I believe we have to find a way to extract from the civil war in Iraq. Yes, we need to continue to do certain things there, force protection for our forces, training the Iraqi security and Iraqi police and Iraqi soldiers for Iraq security, and also taking on the areas in Iraq where Al-Qaeda does exist. But what is principally happening in Iraq is not about Al-Qaeda and terrorism. What is principally happening in Iraq is about sectarian violence and a civil war. My point is we ought to see if we can't make sure that we change policies in this country and begin to start fighting terrorists first. That ought to be the priority. If the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, and their leadership represent the greatest threat to this country, then why isn't that the process by which we fight terrorists first? Instead, we're bogged down going door to door in Baghdad. Well, here's what we have. We have a piece of legislation on the floor of the United States Senate now that deals with Homeland Security. We want Homeland Security. We want it to succeed. We want to be safe and secure.